Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the West Coast Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Frias Guzman. And on today's episode, episode 160, yeah, that's 160, I am recording this on an early, a Tuesday morning. It's a Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. I was actually trying to get a podcast up yesterday, but just had lost track of time and everything, had to go and take care of a few things. So hopefully you guys do understand when it comes down to that. A couple things that I wanted to bring up on today's podcast. Some of it might be like a little bit older news. It's pretty much just everything when it comes down to the Raiders, when it comes down to the Lakers. And as you guys could probably think, I didn't really want to record a podcast after that, after being swept by the Diamondbacks with the Dodgers. So I do want to take a minute to go and talk about them. I'll keep it really brief as there's not a whole lot. It's pretty much kind of talked a little bit about it previously in a couple podcasts, but I'll bring it up. I'll kind of talk to you guys about what I think overall the Dodgers should be doing. Just kind of wrapping up the series altogether, just kind of talking about it. And I don't know, we'll kind of just mention a little bit of us, what went wrong and maybe what they could do to move forward. Maybe some of you guys, I know some of you guys are probably just like myself, and I don't want to hear any single little bit of it. Other couple things that I definitely wanted to go and bring up, of course, with the Lakers, as they are getting ready to wrap up their preseason, getting ready to go and wrap up or get ready to gear up for the regular season coming up here on next Tuesday. So that'll actually be a week from today. And then, of course, we'll talk about the Raiders, as the Raiders had a good victory, ended up coming up away 21-17. And we'll kind of talk about as how the Lakers, or how the Raiders, were finally able to score over 20 points, but it wasn't really how we thought it was going to be. So definitely talk about that. We'll go ahead and just kind of wrap up everything for the podcast a little bit after that. And hopefully you guys like it. Hopefully you guys just want to go ahead and just mention to every single one of you guys, by the way, for you guys who are listening, who have been listening, thank you very much. Definitely want to send my appreciations to all of you. Don't forget that you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter or X. It's going to be West Coast Pod 702. Plus, you can go in and find me on Facebook. You can shoot me an email. It's going to be West Coast Sports Podcast. Or if you're shooting me an email, West Coast Sports Podcast at gmail.com. So, with that, let's get right into the podcast here, guys. Let's go and talk about the. I guess we can get the sore spot out of the way. Let's go and talk about the Dodgers here, guys. As the Dodgers, as we guys all know, they ended up getting defeated by the Diamondbacks. One of the things that I could definitely bring up here is, and maybe I see it, but at the same time, I feel like it is what it is. You should be able to go in and defeat any opponent. And what I'm talking about here is that there's a lot of teams that have been really good in the regular season. You know, the Astros, the Dodgers, even though the Astros actually made it to the next series, but you have the Astros, you have the Dodgers, you have the Orioles, you have the Braves, the Brewers were one of them as well. So you had a few different teams that were division winners that ended up, you know, doing very well throughout the regular season, and they get beat by a team who barely squeezed in there, who just got hot at the last moment, you know, or who were pretty okay throughout the regular season, but then really picked up some heat, you know, in August, September, you know, and made a difference in order to get into the playoffs, you know. And I know a lot of people, people of other teams, and it's easy to go ahead and just see how it is for the teams that have lost, but you know, when it comes down to it, I have been noticing just the overall. It is a lot of what's the word I'm looking for. It is kind of heartbreaking because you have all these teams that work all so hard and everything, and then they kind of just, you know, face plant, so to say, you know, in the playoffs. And I could definitely go ahead and understand when it comes down to it. I mean, as you guys know, I'm a diehard Dodgers fan, and it was really demoralizing for me, but. The one thing that I could definitely go to say is that there always is another season. The one thing that I can always hope for is that they make improvements, that they make better moves or something like that. And overall, I mean, the team found a way to be able to go in and get what they wanted. Now, we were just riddled by injuries like crazy. And some of the players that we banked on to go in and help us out throughout the regular season and for the playoffs – Actually, well, there was only one of those two players, because the two players that are still in the playoffs right now that were former Dodgers, Trey Turner and Corey Seager, are both doing pretty damn well in the postseason. Now, Trey, I can understand. He didn't do all that well for us in the postseason before. Now, Seager was actually one of the bright spots for us sometimes in the playoffs. He was a big contributor in our World Series that we ended up winning. So my whole thing is, like, if that guy, that would have been the one guy to keep. Now, I know he wanted all kinds of ridiculous money and this and that, but the team is able to pay it. They were trying to hang on to maybe some younger players that can come up and do some damage. But you have to understand that it's going to take those guys some time. And you don't understand how those guys are going to be able to hold up for a whole regular season. You know, and I understand you had some contingency plans, because you have a lot of utility players, players that can play all kinds of different positions. But you shouldn't be banking on that. You shouldn't be hoping that that's going to be the case, you know. In my opinion, I really think, not just the front office, but I mean, I've said it kind of a little bit before, if we get swept a second year in a row, I really do think Dave Roberts needs to get up out of there. And I know it maybe sounds a little bit messed up and this and that, like he's been the winningest coach in his time that he's been coaching, or that he's been the manager. So you can't really argue when it comes down to that. But how many postseason wins does he have? How many World Series does he have? Those are the things that really matter, I think, in a lot of people's eyes. But we'll have to go in and see. I mean, I'm hoping that there is some sort of change, because there needs to be change for change's sake at this point. You know, the team just won't be able to cut it. And maybe it would have been different if we would have had different pitchers out there, if we would have had all of our healthy players. Like, just think about it. We're missing Galvin Lux. He was one of our young studs that we had out there. James Outman really didn't turn out to be what we thought he was going to be. You know, that would have changed things a little bit around and how the infield would have looked and everything. But again, we can't really bank on that. You know, if he was hurt, he was hurt. But then you have a bunch of other pitchers that were hurt as well. You had Dustin May, you had Tony Gonsolin, who was hurt. You know, see, and Noah Syndergaard really didn't work out how we thought he was going to work out. We all know what happened with Julio Urias. So, in all reality, you can definitely go ahead and see that this was not going to be the team that was going to be able to go deep into the playoffs and possibly compete for a World Series. But I did see a path that could happen, because our offense was, like, on fire the entire time. And we had four guys who ended up with over 100 RBIs. Like, that's ridiculous. I think two or three guys, about 30 home runs. So, I mean, in all honesty, guys, I don't see the reason why our bats went cold. I don't see the reason why any of that happened. But I'm hoping that, for the most part, they run it back. They bring back some of the players that they had last season. But I really would want them to go and improve in a couple different areas. If we can get a legit second and third and second baseman and shortstop, maybe with Galvin Lux coming back, that'll be the difference. If we can get a really good second baseman where we can put Mookie back out in the outfield, I think that'll be ideal. If we can get a really good third baseman, Muncy's good, don't get me wrong, but I don't think he's gonna be. I don't think he's the best defensive third baseman. I really think he should be at the designated hitter role and just be a third baseman or first baseman anytime Freeman needs a day off or something like that, or whoever is in third needs a day off. If we could do something like that, I think we'll be at least working with something there. But let me know what you guys think. I'm hoping that there is some other changes. I'm not sure if Dave Roberts is going to get fired and we are going to be getting into a new skipper, but I wouldn't be surprised at this point. You know, well, let me know what you guys think. Let me know if you guys think that the Dodgers do need to make some changes, whether if it is in the skipper, whether if it is in some of the players. Let me know what you guys think. And I'll be happy to go and talk about it. As baseball Dodgers, I love talking about anything when it comes down to them. So with that being said, though, guys, I do want to go into transition, take a quick minute to go and talk about the Raiders and the Lakers. All right, so we'll go and just transition on over to the Lakers here, guys. As the Lakers, they have, I don't know, a lot of people have been kind of having mixed, mixed emotions, mixed feelings, so to say, when it comes down to the Lakers, and I can definitely understand why. One of the things that I can see is they haven't won too many preseason games, but come on, it's the preseason, guys. Like, for real, like, chill out. It's not that big of a deal. The main thing that I can see when it comes down to the preseason is you want to see how good the team looks when they have all their guys out there. Not necessarily in the fourth quarter, because what I've been noticing for the Lakers, every single fourth quarter, they're putting out there their younger guys. You know, we had Scottie Pippen Jr., for God's sake, close out the game or come in to take care of some ball handling for us. I'm pretty sure we're not going to see Scottie Pippen Jr. in the regular season, guys. Okay? So just, you know, proceed with caution. Don't bite into it too much. Don't take in too much of the preseason. Regular season starts next Tuesday, a whole week from now, on the 24th. And I'm pretty sure we'll see a different team out there. And I'm pretty sure we'll be happy with the team that we have out there. It is ring night for the Denver Nuggets. So usually, if you guys don't know, ring night, you have all those emotions. You know, you just won the championship last season. You're getting your rings, all this and that, blah, blah, blah. And you tend to go ahead and play a little bit softer, play a little bit slower, because you're all in those emotions and this and that. The other team, the entire time that they're getting that ring, or that you're getting that ring, they're thinking about, I'm going to bust these dudes' ass. I'm going to whoop them. We're going to whoop their ass. Like, that's literally what they're thinking, especially because it's the Lakers. The Lakers went to the conference final with them and got swept. I'm pretty sure they're going to hold a little bit of bad blood. Excuse me. And the majority of the guys who were on that team last season are on the team this season. At least all the main pieces. You know, you have Rui, you have Vanderbilt, you have D'Lo. Who D'Lo even got played off. I'm expecting D'Lo to have a really, really good game. So D'Lo got played off of the court, so I'm expecting him to have a really good game. Of course, you have Anthony Davis, you have LeBron James, you have Austin Reeves, who's on that squad. I already said Rui and Vanderbilt. I'm trying to think about some other guys, but I mean, some of these other guys, you even saw them later on. Even Gabe Vincent saw them in the finals. So you have a lot of guys who have some history with these guys. Can't wait to go in and see what it's going to look like, because I am thinking that they're just going to whoop on them. But we'll definitely see what happens. I am excited for it. The main things that I could just encourage for all of you guys who have been, if you guys haven't been watching these games, definitely keep an eye on just like how fluid the team looks, how easily the ball moves, how easily they shoot. I think this is going to be a team that, excuse me, I feel like this is going to be a team that's just going to be able to create so much offense out of nowhere, just be able to go ahead and just overwhelm teams so much on the offensive side that they're not going to really even know what to go ahead and do. It's going to be hard for these teams to be like, well, either we guard this guy, we guard this guy, or we guard this guy. And we can't guard them all. And it's like, well, wait a minute. There are five guys, but nobody, you're not going to be able to guard a lot of these guys one-on-one. You know, what are you going to be able to do with LeBron? Maybe somebody can overpower him, or maybe somebody, but that's really doubtful. Maybe somebody can go ahead and be a little bit faster than him, but not both things at once. You know, same thing with Anthony Davis. When it comes down to Austin Reeves, he could go off depending on the matchups that you have going on. Christian Wood, he's a matchup nightmare. You know, you have a few of these guys who are really, really going to be able to exploit some matchups. Some, depending on who's defending them, they're going to be able to really just dominate it. But I guess we'll have to go in and see, because I don't know. The more and more I'm watching this team, the more excited I'm getting. It is becoming, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain it. It is becoming, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, because it is looking like a team that could potentially make a playoff run. You know, that can compete with the Denver Nuggets and a couple other of these high-powered teams. One of the things that I can say is that we have a lot of depth. We'll have time to figure out who's going to be our main squad, who's going to be our main eight, nine players, you know, or seven, eight, nine players, whatever, however many it is. I am hoping it's closer to like eight, especially when it gets closer to the playoffs. But if we can play 10 players throughout the regular season, 11 players, even all 12 players, you know, give some of the other people some rest here and there, that'll be amazing. if we can really do that and still win the games, you know, sit guys out, have guys sit out for a little while, or if there's, God forbid, that there's some injuries for some of these guys, if they can go ahead and provide, you know, some backup, you know, be able to provide some good quality depth, that'd be awesome. But definitely have to go in and keep an eye on it. There is another preseason game, I want to say Thursday. Then they take some time off before that Thursday. It's going to get geared up for the regular season, of course. So let me know what you guys think, though. Let me know if you guys have been watching some of the games. Let me know if you guys have liked the team, have been maybe thinking that they need a couple other pieces, or maybe something's missing, maybe some of the plays or whatever the case is that you're not liking. Let me know. Talk to me. Let me know if you guys have been watching the games, or if you guys are looking to talk to me a little bit more to get more info about it. Whatever the case is, I'd love to go and talk to you guys about it. And with that being said, though, guys, I do want to just wrap it up here by talking about the Raiders. Lastly, talking about the victory that they had on Sunday going up against... Who did they go up against? Oh, yeah, the Patriots. Sorry, guys. I totally drew just a mind blank on that one. My mind went totally blank. So, ended up going up against the Patriots. Ended up winning 17-21. Actually, it was a really good game when it came down to it. I was thinking that the Raiders' defense was actually going to be able to hold up more, not allow so many points. But it just goes to show that, you know, the defense is good in certain spots. You know, they have certain weaknesses and everything, but it's one of the things that I like is that when they needed it, they were able to go ahead and come up with big stops when they needed it. So definitely great to go in and see it. Definitely great to go in and see that this team was able to get together and come away with the victory, even after all the adversity that they came out with. You know, the fact that they ended up even though Jimmy G ended up going out and having to go and deal with that, and this is another reason why I waited a little while to go ahead and record a podcast, is because with Jimmy G, with him going out, I wasn't too sure what was going to happen when it came, or what the word was going to be. So I did want to wait in order to go in and record something, because I didn't want to make any kind of guesses or speculations or whatever the case is, you know, on what's going on with him. But it sounds like Jimmy G just overall still trying to recover, still trying to figure out what's going on with that back and to see what his status is at this point. We all know backs are really bad. Me being a big guy, I have my back messes me up here from time to time and this and that. So I can definitely understand, especially if you're getting hit as a football player, how bad that back can really get. So definitely understandable when it comes down to it. I hope that he's okay at this point. My main thing is that I'm just hoping that he's okay as a person, you know, as a person, not necessarily as the Raiders quarterback. And I was just really happy, though, that the fact that the Raiders were able to put in their next quarterback, or their second string quarterback, in Brian Hoyer, and not able to miss a beat. You know, the team still looked pretty good, even though they had a couple things going on, but they weren't missing a beat. The team looked good. The team looked strong. You know, he even had that big, 40-yard bomb down to Trey Tucker. So definitely great to go in and see all that. You know, my main thing is I would love to go in and see this team to be able to, you know, kind of build off of that. If it is Brian Hoyer out there, not to go in and talk bad about a guy who's already down, but I haven't really liked what I've seen from Jimmy G this year. He even from what I've heard and what I've seen in the past when he was playing with the 49ers, he wasn't like this. He wasn't bad like this. You know, he would protect the ball more. Maybe it is that the offensive line is just hitting him, or the offensive line is not protecting him and he's getting hit more. You know, whatever the case is, though, it's just not what I'm seeing from Jimmy G in the past. And it is what it is when it comes down to it. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to start assigning blame or anything and this and that. But the main thing is, I mean, if it's not right, then might as well get somebody in there who can get the job done, right? Or who can get it right. And if that is Brian Hoyer, cool. If it is Aiden O'Connell, cool. I would want to see a good quality game out there. You know, somebody who can go in and get the ball into his playmakers, let them make moves, let them do whatever they can. You know, that's what I prefer. But we'll definitely have to go in and see what happens. My main thing is, at this point now, is just to go in and see how the team improves. You know, if they can build off of this, they have the Chicago Bears next. If they can keep on winning games, put some games together, who knows what can happen. You know, there was a couple interviews with some of the players after the game. I think it was Trayvon Merrick who ended up saying, you know, at this point we're 3-3, we have a chance. You know, it all depends on how badly we want it. So it is just going to come down to not just the players, but the coaching staff, everybody. How bad do they really want it? They have to go out there every game by game, playing their butts off, making sure that they want every single game, that they're fighting for every single game. That's the way to do it, you know. But have to go in and see what happens. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know if you think that this is going to be a good game for the guys to go in and build off of. One other concern that I did have when it came down to this is there's been some reports of Davante Adams maybe not being a whole lot, you know, maybe not being all that content with everything. It sounded like after the game, he ended up leaving the game just without even showering. And I don't know if you guys have been following Davante Adams that long, but the dude, he even talks bad about people who don't shower. So, I mean, if you're going to be that big of a, if you're going to go against the words that you say for something, it might be for a reason. So, I mean, if he just walked up out of there, no interview, no nothing, he just walked out of there, no shower, just wanted to get the hell out of the facility, then damn. I don't know if that's a good sign, guys. I'm hoping that he's not that upset about what's going on. My main thing, though, that I saw that I was upset about, and I was telling my dad, I was watching the game with my dad and my family, and as a matter of fact, my wife even went to the game. How about that, guys? My wife went to the game. I didn't even go to the game. My wife went to the game. But she got some tickets with her cousin, you know, and ended up getting some tickets from her job. And they ended up having a good time and everything. Good to see that they went to a game where they actually won and everything as well, right? But one of the, my main thing though, guys, that I noticed though that I wasn't happy about was when Jimmy G threw that ball to Davante Adams in harm's way. My thing is, and I learned this as a quarterback. I mean, not that I was a big time quarterback, but when I was playing a little bit of quarterback, my coach always told me, you never lead your players into a bad tackle. You know, you never, especially on those dangerous slant plays, you never want to lead them to where a safety or a corner is going to be able to hit them really hard. Then they're going to be more and more, less and less reluctant to go ahead and catch that ball for you next time. You know, so you have to look out. You have to keep your players safe. You can't lead them into harm's way. That's my main thing, you know. And if you do that, it's almost disrespectful to your wide receivers. These guys who go out there, make you look good. Go out there and catch the damn balls that you throw, no matter how good, no matter how bad they are, and they try to go in and get some points for you, you know, for the team. But let me know what you guys think. I did just want to end it on that. It is just because I couldn't stand that play. But hopefully the guys are able to build off of this victory. Hopefully Davante can come around and things get better with him. They get him more involved, and they build off of this win. So hopefully they can do so. Let me know what you guys think though. I am just gonna have to go ahead and cut this podcast here at this point, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys like this one, and I'll talk to you guys later on in the week. Until then, take care. Peace.